From Washington, this is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump says he might consider lifting sanctions on Russia. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, the president-elect said he would keep the sanctions in effect for at least a period of time, but he might lift them if Russia helps combat terrorism and collaborates on other matters. The U.S. initially imposed the sanctions on Russia 3 years ago after its annexation of Crimea. On December 29th, President Barack Obama instituted additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. President-elect Trump told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that the U.S. One China policy, which declares Taiwan as a part of China, would also be up for negotiation. A Chinese government spokesman responded by saying that the One China policy is the basis of Sino-U.S. relations and is not negotiable. Several hundred people took part in an anti-Trump demonstration in Washington Saturday. The Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network sponsored the rally.
You may switch presidents, but we just gonna switch legs and keep on marching. We won't back down. We won't be trumped.
The rally comes as President-elect Trump criticized civil rights pioneer and Georgia Congressman John Lewis on Twitter, calling him all talk and no action and sad. Lewis, among the most revered leaders of the civil rights movement, represents a district that includes the Atlanta area. He said in an interview he would not attend Trump's inauguration because he did not consider him, in his words, a legitimate president. This is VOA News. Monitors say that Islamic State extremists in eastern Syria launched a fierce attack on government-held areas Saturday in the contested city of Deir ez-Zor, killing at least 30 government, jihadist fighters, and civilians. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the offensive came in waves of suicide attacks and rockets. Islamic State fighters are trying to gain full control of territory linking their de facto capital of Raqqa in Syria with large swaths of IS-controlled territory in neighboring Iraq. Government forces in Deir ez-Zor have been under siege by extremist fighters for nearly 2 years. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister says the United States will be invited to Syrian peace talks set to start in Kazakhstan later this month. Mevlut Çavuşoğlu said Turkey agreed with Russia to invite U.S. representatives to the talks.
America, o zaman Daesh'i de.
He said the United States can invite Daesh or the Islamic State, too. First of all, as you know, we agreed with Russia on inviting the United States. I spoke with Sergei Lavrov, and we will invite the United States. They will be in Astana. We don't deny the role of the United States. The Obama administration had previously been frozen out of the peace talks after a negotiation between the United States and Russia broke down in late December. Poland on Saturday formally welcomed a contingent of U.S. troops that arrived in the country earlier in the week, part of a NATO mission aimed at deterring Russian aggression in the region. Paul W. Jones is the U.S. ambassador to Poland.
This is America's most capable fighting force, a combat-ready, highly trained U.S. armored brigade with our most advanced equipment and weaponry.
The mission, dubbed the Atlantic Resolve, will see the soldiers, along with 87 Abrams tanks and more than 500 vehicles, rotate between Poland and several other nearby NATO countries, including Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Bulgaria, and Hungary. Gambia's president-elect, Adama Barrow, has met in Mali with world leaders trying to arrange a peaceful outcome of the West African country's leadership crisis. Barrow was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin, but Yahya Jammeh, who has been in power in Gambia since 1994, originally accepted defeat but then reversed himself and filed suit to challenge the results, citing voting irregularities. The presidents of Mali and France both called on Jammeh to step down when his current 5-year term expires. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.